businesses in this town have struggled, suffered and been seriously impacted since the start of these works. But we've come to the stage now that enough's enough, and we can't allow this closure to happen. Now, it's been forced on. We've tried talking to them, saying, listen, this should be nighttime works, but we've been told it's manpower, and that's the only reason that they're giving us. But we've told them straight out, saying that we're not accepting it and we're not going to allow the closure to go ahead.
Because undoubtedly, Kevin, you and other businesses would presumably be quite severely impacted with the closure of the road that's located, like you're located right beside it. Especially during the height of summer, now coming into a busy tourism time, it couldn't really be happening at a worse time, could it?
That's right. Yeah. Listen, we want to see, we're happy that the works have gone ahead. You know, we all want to see improvement in our town. But when you have the council, the local authority that doesn't even work with the businesses, doesn't even communicate with them, it's not good enough. You know, things are tough enough in business right now. And to be dealing with the fact of your street being closed for up in 6-7 days, it's very frustrating. You know, there's business, I know myself, my own figures, I'm probably back between 16 and 20% when we turn over and what it should be. There's businesses I know that are back up to 30%. There's real problems, and you know, it's only a matter of time before these businesses close, because we all know that footfall is key to any business. We know it's been impacted, and to get that same footfall back again will take a long time, because habits are broken. And it could take you years to get back up to the same level of turnover again.
What are the plans if they don't agree to come up with an alternative plan for the upcoming works on Monday?
Well, the only plans we have to be there just to stop them going ahead with the closure. There's no other choice. And it's poor form when we have to take, you know, when we have to go to those lengths to stop this. You know, the council should sit down with us, talk to us and come up with some kind of plan. Now, I've been talking to councillors and we're hoping to get a meeting with them, but, you know, I've spoken enough times with one of the council boys this week, and, you know, he's just adamant that it's going ahead, and that the street is in foreclosure and that they're going to go ahead with it.